I hear Alderaan's a blast this time of year. It's GRD's Weekly.
Too soon.
Indeed it is. Wait, really?
No. Too soon, yeah.
It hasn't. Oh, well, I guess it is.
It was a long time ago. And it was really far away.
Incredibly. Hi, everybody. Welcome to GRD's Weekly episode
228.
Just not the same, is it?
What?
227.
No.
That was the magic number.
That was, yeah.
That was
it's all downhill special. From here.
Well, yeah, that's. It's been downhill for a while.
We said that after episode one. So, hey, look, everybody gathered around the table today. The people talking about all kinds of stuff today. The lady trying to fit it all in, it's the Flintstress.
No, I'm good, but I could use some caffeine.
The man that knows how to properly motivate, it's the Bruce.
I'll punch you in the mouth.
Okay, with that accent.
It works.
And you know what? Why don't you just kick back, take your clothes off, and let me examine you? I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Trust me. This is what I do for a living.
You're damn right it is. So, hey, we're gathered around. We've got something to talk about. Hopefully, you're still here, too, and didn't run away. What you been doing, geeky, yo?
Tons of stuff. Let's hope I even remembered some of it. Yay. Just kidding.
Yay. We're almost remembering.
I've been watching a lot of the World Cup, which isn't, you know, particularly geeky necessarily. Sports, yeah, you know, yeah, whatever. But, like, I can't watch every single one of the games. And Google's got really good, you know, all you do is you just Google World Cup, and you can see all the different highlights. You can see the goals. You can see the stats. And so it's kind of like technology has really made. I've been watching the World Cup my entire, you know, life, as long as I can remember it, and it's never been this easy to go and see just exactly what you want to see.
Well, you can technology everything, but you're talking about seeing the highlights of a 90-minute game. That's about 20 seconds.
It's not always.
Okay.
Sometimes it's a full-fledged minute.
So, yeah. It's a couple of minutes.
Well, then, you know, you do have the Brazil versus Germany game, which was at least 7 minutes of highlights.
Yeah. And highlights does not just mean goals scored. Thank you very much, American.
They were kicking the ball.
Oh.
Yeah, there's highlight. No.
There's some near
boring.
Misses. There's some very exciting near misses. Mm-hmm.
Front pass to the center. Center holds it.
Holds it. Holds it!
Shut up.
Then he kicks the ball.
Anyway,
that moment in The Simpsons is just the best.
Oh God, yeah.
Best.
Every time I think about
center pass, holds it.
Holds it. He kicks the ball.
It's all about the effect that an announcer can have on the game, huh?
Is that what
yes.
it is?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow. Versus the action itself.
Yeah. Also in kind, what? Go ahead.
No, are you still talking World Cup?
Mm-mm.
Oh, because, you know, memes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
there
memes.
Have been a lot of great memes, especially after Brazil and screwed the pooch.
No, I don't even need that one.
No.
The best one, and I think the one that you should take to heart, and I don't understand, you know, fine, everybody love what you want to, but I don't understand how you can reconcile this. Soccer, football, if you will, 90 minutes of pretending to be hurt. Roller derby.
I've seen this one, yes.
Pretending it's like, not to be hurt.
Right. It's like soccer players pretend to be hurt. Derby girls pretend to not be hurt.
Damn
it's
right.
A good one.
Yeah.
The one that I really like is Tim Howard, the goalie for the U.S. team. It's like things Tim Howard could save. So they have like a picture of him, full extended goal saving, mm-hmm. but photoshopped into all these other kinds of pictures. It's
yeah,
pretty
like
funny.
Yeah, like the hurricane that we came through here. Right. He was blocking it off.
No! You know, so just, and there have just been a lot of really good memes. And it's just, yeah, the internet wins the World Cup. Yeah.
End of the day, it's just like baseball. I'm sure it's more fun to play than it is to sit there and watch.
Oh, God, yeah.
Unless, you know, you're giving me lots of beer and chili dogs.
And then that's gonna be fun to watch, too. Yep. We give you the beer and chili dogs and then have you play.
You know, that's a good time.
Yeah.
That's a good time.
With the diaper on, man, because it's going to run through you. It's going to be bad. Oh, come on. Beer and chili dogs.
I am a machine. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
A beer and chili dog processing machine.
Hey, look, if Bender can go around going just fine, you know, I'm gonna be
okay.
Yeah,
let's go with Bender.
When can you go wrong going with Bender? Mm. Thank you.
Yeah, anyway, so, I mean, most of the time, the only time I watched the full 90-minute games or plus 90-minute games were the USA games, but, you know, I watched all of those, and then the playoffs.
And gave us the chance to go somewhere else and do something else so we're not sitting there.
Wow, that's really, really boring.
Hey, let's watch 90 minutes of a sport of people running around and kicking a ball and not scoring an effing point.
I did see a funny joke that it was like, if I wanted to watch people not score for 90 minutes, I'd take my friends to the bar.
It's more entertaining.
Anyway.
It's better music.
Yes.
And nobody... And
some better moves, too. Nobody fakes
nobody, like, every 37 minutes or something goes, go! Yeah, no. That's usually at the end of the evening when I'm not there.
Oh,
when I'm not there.
Sometimes they pull out the bathroom like that.
Oh, hey now.
Okay.
Hey.
I also streamed the... It, Okay, so in roller derby, the number one team in the world is Gotham, and the number three team currently ranked is London.
Dude,
and
Catwoman kicks ass on that team.
Actually, played each other before. They've played common opponents, and there's lots of calculations that go into the rankings, but they never actually played each other before. So Gotham went to London and actually played them.
Step it up, bitches.
And then showed that stats don't mean shit sometimes.
Right. Because they beat them by like 250 points.
Oh, wow.
It was a ridiculous. I mean, Gotham is just crazy to watch. But I have to say, as far as technology goes, roller derby live streaming has gotten a lot better. I mean, it was in just about HD. It was no buffering, no glitching. The announcers were pretty good. They have pop-up stats on the screen. I mean, it feels just like you're watching it on ESPN, even though it should be on ESPN and it's not. But it was cool to see it. I mean, it could be on the Ocho. There's plenty of ESPN to go around. Thank you very much.
I mean, come on, that could be in the Cinco. I mean, come on. That's like a real sport there. Better than dodgeball. Yeah.
Stuff happens. Yeah. I'm telling you. Stuff happens all the time in roller derby.
We also watched a couple of movies. So at the Bird was Captain America 2, Winter Soldier.
Oh.
And so, you know, the Bird Theater is a historic theater in downtown Richmond. Not downtown, but Carytown, Richmond.
Yeah, that downtown
counts.
That is $2, and it's, you know, really old school theater, and it's gorgeous interior, and yeah, I mean, all their movies are cheap and you can go and watch them. The seats are not very comfortable, but they're fundraising for like replacement seats all the time. Mm-hmm. And but yeah, so since that was going to be at the Bird and I was going to go with Kevin Spence, Spencer hadn't seen the first Captain America movie or at least not all the way through. So we watched both of those. So we and I actually paid for that movie.
That's
I know,
insane.
Right?
That's,
I
was not around when that happened. I was
tried
doing something else.
My various wonderful forms of internet movie watching, and everything kept glitching and buffering and messing up. And I was like, you know what? For $4, we're watching the damn movie. So I just bit the bullet and actually paid to watch digital content.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, but no, that was good. And it was fun to see Winter Soldier again on the big screen. It was, and because we had done, you know, we didn't go back and rewatch Captain America 1 when we saw Winter Soldier in the theater earlier in the summer in May or whatever.
Right.
We had just done the movies in their natural progression, the Avengers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was definitely different to have gone and watched Cap 2 after just literally that same day watching the first Captain America movie. Okay. I think it was definitely a different experience, but it was good. We watched this steampunk movie that I can't remember what it's called.
It's
but it was
called
on Netflix.
The Adventurer. And it's got a subtitle that I don't remember.
Yeah.
And didn't bother to look up.
And it was
No. Hold on.
It wasn't great. It was like who's in it? Lena Headey.
Lena Headey's in it.
Oh.
A couple of other actors.
Dr. Alan Grant. Come on. Give me Sam Neill.
Okay.
Sam Neill is in it. They're the two big names who you can tell probably were there for a day or two and cashed their checks and left.
Right. And they were there. I mean, Lena Headey might have just been there for the costume because she had a great dress.
She had a fantastic outfit.
But it was, it was based on an artifact.
It's based on a book. Yeah. There's a series of books for these folks.
Yeah.
And the whole time I'm watching this, and I'm sorry, whoever wrote this story first.
What's his name? Mr. Fantastic? Was also in the movie, too.
Oh, yes, Mr. Fantastic. Who played for the Fantastic Four.
Okay.
Juan Griffender.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say his name.
Yeah.
Whoever wrote these books, this is no slight against you, but the whole time I'm watching this, I thought to myself, you know what? I could be watching the Ministry of Peculiar Occurrences shorts on YouTube advertising books.
And it would have been more enjoyable.
I'm just saying.
I'm saying this person, and we haven't had it, and I haven't read the series, and I may actually go and try to find the series just to give that author the benefit of the doubt, because they may have lost control of
Hollywood
production.
The little opening is very fun. It's right away, it's like, we're in a fantastic little steampunk world. I'm like, okay.
And it's kind of like The Mummy, sort of, you know?
The better parts of The Mummy.
Okay,
right.
All right. That could be good, yeah.
And then it's not anymore.
It's not. It really is. I expected to be watching this on YouTube and not, it's on Netflix, so you can find it, but
there's a lot of crap on Netflix.
There certainly is.
I mean, you go scrolling through and you're like, hey, what's new? And you're like, how are these are not even movies.
Much worse I have seen on Netflix. I just wanted to like it a lot more than I did because it's that type of genre, that kind of fun thing that we all participate in.
Yeah.
Being represented with some actual name stars.
Well.
And it was just.
Right. It just
Sam Neill and Lena Headey.
Okay.
Headley. It's usually.
Yeah. So it wasn't
great. Mr. Fantastic. How could the movie not be fantastic?
I know. We played some games. We played Pooh.
Yes.
Which is a fun card game where you fling poo at other people in defense.
Monkeys.
And and you have different cards, and you have and Kev we've loved that game. Like that game was
Kev had a lot of fun with that.
Super fun. He was giggling like a little schoolgirl over poo. It was fun. Also played, maybe not the smartest choice on my part, with our 17-year-old son, Cards Against Humanity.
This is our idea. This was her idea.
Sometimes, if it's been a while since you've played,
don't
remember.
Really?
Yeah.
What is this?
You mean, besides incredibly awkward? No, I think incredibly awkward just about sums it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he played pixelated
Bukkake. Yes.
That's when I was like, I wish I could take this back. Because you're like, maybe he just picked it because it was random words that sounded funny, or maybe he does know what that is, and I don't want to know.
17.
probably knows at least something.
I don't want to know.
I knew at 17 and we didn't have the internet. Okay.
Well, yeah, you also, you know.
Okay. Yeah, probably less.
That wasn't the only time I played Cards Against Humanity. We actually played it last night at like a game night at a bar.
With a person Hint? Who was.
Oh, no, we didn't let the 13-year-old person play.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So the 13-year-old at the bar didn't get to play Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, yeah, good.
It's a bar / restaurant.
You didn't say that.
It's a bar / restaurant.
Okay, so.
Mostly a restaurant.
Is it bad enough that it's a restaurant that lets you play card games, or it's a bar that lets 13-year-olds in?
It was a restaurant that let you play card games that also had alcohol. It's not a bar because they didn't have scotch. I mean, like, it was barely a bar.
I'm sorry. That's...
They also didn't have cider.
Well, like, you know, the various places I do trivia, there's like a sports pub is really more... There are sports pubs that are really pubs, and there's some that are just restaurants that happen to have, some drafts.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what this sounds
was.
Like.
And it's not that it wasn't good, and the food was good, and everything was fun, but it just, it wasn't a bar by any means. But, so that game was fun. But I felt kind of bad because I sort of cock-blocked this little kid on playing Cards Against Humanity. Because he was trying to get his mom to let him play, and I was like...
And apparently it wouldn't have been his first time playing.
Yeah, he was like, I've played it before.
Yeah, but like, playing that with your parents, really not the best idea. And 13-year-old doesn't realize that.
Even just with an earshot, and I was just kind of like, I was talking to his mom, I was like, have you seen some of the cards that are on here? I'm not trying to say, it's just weird. I just wouldn't want to play it with like somebody's kids,
It's definitely strange.
It was definitely weird. But it was a pretty fun game. And it's been a while since I had played with that many people. There were like 9 of us.
Oh, wow.
So it's really hard to win. You really need like the pig and the micro booties and the umbrella or like the grossest of the sex thing in order to take any cards.
Pixelized Bukkake.
Pixelated Bukkake is one of the tamer ones because it's at least pixelated.
But it's one of those words that
they get a lot more explicit. I'm sure you remember.
Oh yeah, I played recently with one of the expansion packs, and that's fun.
Cards Against Humanity, folks. So it was a good time, but it was definitely I had to kind of play the no, you don't want to do that card.
No.
So we also went to the movie theater and saw one of the best terrible movies of all time on the big screen getting riffed by Riff Tracks. So that's Kevin Murphy and Mike Nelson.
Yeah, one more.
And Bill Corbett.
Oh, my God.
Did I get it?
You did.
Yay. Formerly of Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yes, the
and
lady.
And they do the Riff Tracks now. And so we saw Sharknado.
Sharknado on the big screen.
On the big screen, Riff Tracks. It was hilarious. I mean, that movie is terrible. And we did a pretty good job riffing it just sitting around with our friends.
Yeah.
But like they had some, I mean, I don't normally laugh out loud. I think that's an overused, LOL, whatever.
Right,
but I was just laughing my fool head off at this. It was so funny.
Well, that movie kind of just lends itself.
True. No, it does.
Yeah.
And it's awesome because everyone, people show up to these and it's a fantastic audience because they are fans of MST / Riff Track.
It's
always great. But when everyone's in that same spirit and they're in the chopper near the end and Chick rolls off with the line, we're going to need a bigger chopper. And before they can riff, the entire audience goes, one collective groaning sigh. Because some people there had not seen this movie.
How many times have you guys seen it in the theater?
That was the first time
we'd seen
really?
It in the theater.
I thought you had...
We had it. We watched it on sci-fi.
Yeah.
Had it on there. Had people over and watched it. We've done that several times. But I have not paid money to go see Sharknado. But I paid money to Riff Tracks because, until they let Joel Hodgson do the real shit, I'm going to keep supporting Mike and the gang.
Yeah.
And next month, they're doing the 98 Godzilla.
Oh.
Yeah, the Matthew Broderick.
They did a Kickstarter to raise the money to be able to get the rights to do the movie. And so, some of the people that like, you know, big donors were like on the front row at the theater where they did this live for Sharknado. So that was really kind of cool.
And they also did a short before the movie.
They had
done before for MST, right? The spring.
It's in that same genre.
With
that
like this little
thing.
Demonic animated spring coily.
You remember those horrible PSA things where someone would be like, "Oh, I wish we didn't have blah blah blah." Like they. They spoofed that in Kentucky Fried Movie with zinc oxide or something.
Yeah, something like that.
But the guy's like, "Oh, I wish I never saw a spring again." And then this horribly, crudely drawn demonic spring. "Oh, don't you ever make a wish like that?" And show,
literally,
you know,
talking like that.
It's Towley.
It's Towley's pissed off. It's his drunk uncle. It's Towley's drunk uncle.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
But it was just a total fun time.
It was
the
a good
whole
time indeed.
And then while we were there at Sharknado, we saw a commercial for a Fathom event coming up where they're doing Monty Python Live, sort of. Mm-hmm. And so they're doing the live, they're actually doing live stuff now in London.
Yeah.
And then they're broadcasting it in theaters around the country. Yeah. So, I think it's July 23rd that we're going to go to see that. And that's going to be super fun.
We'll see about that one.
Got to see that.
We also went to see fireworks after the 4th of July, and that was fun. And timed it pretty well. We got in and out of there, I think. So we went to like a park in Church Hill, and so we can see the Browns Island fireworks, but we were able to get in and out really easily. Oh, my goodness. That was the best exit out of the fireworks ever.
Yeah, it took us more time to walk to the car than to drive away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy crap and a half.
And we had to, like, where we were sitting was in the greatest spot. So when they started, we had to kind of get up and move a little bit. There was a tree.
We had to get there a couple of hours ahead of time. But,
Of course. It's funny. So I took a picture of, it's me and Spencer and Kevin. Actually, both of the kids were there. And they're all on their Nintendos. They're all on their DSs. And we're just sitting there going, ugh. Whatever. Then the battery runs out of all their Nintendos, or at least enough of their Nintendos. So then we had to actually play some Frisbee and run around, and it was super fun.
Did we?
I played some Frisbee.
Oh, okay.
Well, somebody had to watch our stuff.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
I feel like I'm forgetting something.
All right.
Yeah. And let me pull it up.
All right.
Well.
Sure. Well, we got all the time in the world.
We played some video games, but I'm going to let you obviously talk about that in your geekiest week.
Thank you.
So, in Arrow, we were like, I think we're at 20 episodes.
Yeah, we're close to finishing season 2.
We're really getting close to getting finished with Arrow just in time. So that has been my geekiest week.
Yay.
I have started with The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the audio versions.
Oh, cool.
Because I have been driving, I've been traveling, Baltimore and back, and then my other job and back. So I've actually heard the entire first book and
Who does the narration?
Stephen Fry does the first book, and Martin Freeman does the second.
Okay. I'm sorry. When you said that, there are the books just read out.
Yes.
But there are also like the BBC radio versions where it's acted out. So I thought that's what you meant at first.
No,
I think of when people say that.
No, I got just the, it wasn't the audio drama. It was purely the narration.
Stephen Fry, that's nice. That's nice. Since he got to be the book in the, movie that wasn't as good as it should have been. Yeah.
And then you got Martin Freeman, who you think of
Arthur Dead in the movie that wasn't as good.
That's all that good. But still, it's a lot of fun to listen to him.
No doubt, always.
Oh,
because I was going to say you sort of need a British accent, at least a subtly British accent.
Well, my biggest complaint in the big Hollywood movie was that we didn't have enough of the guide, and with Stephen Fry being able to read all of the guide entries, that alone is worth the price of admission.
Yeah. It's a really good, it's a good time. I get it from Audible, so I'm going to be getting the third one as soon as I'm done with the second one.
Nice.
And next road trip up to Baltimore or wherever will probably be next week, so I'll have time to listen to it all.
So you're going
to
knock out all 5 books in the trilogy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I'm not going to do the 6th one.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't blame you.
I heard it wasn't all that great. So,
so long, and thanks for all the fish.
Wonk.
No singing, unfortunately, which is okay.
Really?
Yeah, so long and thanks for all the fish. That's the only song I really would want to hear.
Okay.
But,
All right.
But it's a blast to listen to it, and you're just laughing out loud in the car as you're driving.
You know, you really haven't heard Shakespeare.
Until you've heard the original Klingon?
Until you've heard an original Vogon.
Oh, God. I am going to put a shirt together that says, "Shut up or I'll start reading Vogon poetry."
Do it. Make it happen.
Yeah. We want to do somebody at a t-shirt company.
I know, right?
I started been watching a couple of shows, things that, you know, I've been stupidly busy with like three jobs right now. I have been watching Defiance, which is a fun
little
show. Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, crap. So I've told you about that.
Really? So why is our DVR not recording it? Like it was
because it's on demand and we have to watch the whole first season first, which we have found.
Go ahead.
All right. We'll go ahead and the Defiance is it's enjoyable. There is a nice little scene in one of the episodes where somebody comes back who's been locked away for a while and things don't go well.
Really?
Yeah. No, shocker there.
Yeah, I can't see that.
Glad you're home. No, you're not, you lying bitch. Falling Skies is back. I'm kind of watching it.
We're not watching that anymore.
I know, it's fine. You can go ahead and not watch it.
How are the
too
Nazis?
Many aliens.
How are the Nazis?
Yeah, they're doing it's total Nazi ridley.
Are they saying, you know, to catch the wave, stop the wave?
No.
Don't remember that? Okay, never
no,
mind.
No. Last Ship, this is Michael Bay's adventure into television. And
Michael Bay's Gilligan's Island.
Yeah. This is Splosions, and
water.
We're getting a little more acting. Less explosions, more acting. But they had a good episode where you meet the bad guys for the first time, the Russian ship for the first time, and it's a nice little play against each other.
Is it Sean Connery?
No.
Damn.
No. Yeah, Sean Connery's not doing anything.
I know. He got really upset, and so did Alan. Him and Alan Moore should have gone drinking together after League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
And the world exploded.
That would have been fantastic.
Good. They'd out-bitch each other, and everybody would die.
They wanted me to do. They were doing it to my story. Well, I'd drink to that. Yes.
I'd watch that reality show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
PRS should get them on Booze Review.
Right?
The accent versus the beard. Just going
dear
at each other.
God. Okay. Wow. That would just be... So, yeah, how much alcohol does Alan Moore always have just sitting around in his beard as he walks around?
You know what? I'm sure other people can get drunk just from his beard.
Oh, okay. Alrighty then.
I have been making cornhole boards like crazy. I did like nine sets of them in a little bit over 2 days.
I think it's only right that you say you've been cornholing like crazy. That's
yeah,
what you should
well,
be saying.
Yeah.
I saw one online that was Beavis and Butthead.
Right?
Cornholio. I played last night too at the game night, but it wasn't a regulation size board, so that's why I cleaned.
It's just like somebody had like a plank and chopped a hole and just punched it there.
Yeah.
It was a portable set.
I have to make regulation sized.
Well, yeah, because you know, we're going to follow the rules of the sport to the letter, sir.
Yes. And where in the sport is beer involved? There's somewhere in the
rule book.
Right
there in the bylines.
Right, yep. I'm sure there is.
Where does it say beer is not involved?
Ooh, technicality.
If it works for Jason Bateman and spelling bees, it's good enough for cornhole.
Oh, I know somebody who actually plays in like a league and everything. It can get pretty competitive.
Oh, wow. Sure, it can get
anything
very, very
can
competitive.
Get competitive, especially
with
alcohol involved.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
These bags aren't exactly the right. Wait, I'm like, oh, shut up.
I got the Indiana Jones moment standing
there. Yeah. Yeah. The right amount of corn pieces are in. Oh, shut the hell up. So, that's pretty much been my geeky week. Wow. I'm sure I forgot some, but, you know.
I'm sure you did.
Sure
you did. So, rewatched what?
Oh, I thought you were going to just jump right in. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm excited. I was going to give you a drum roll.
I'll talk about what I need to talk about in any order you would like. What would you like me to do
first?
I was
just going to give you a drum roll. You go through the order on your list.
Thank you. Quantum of Solace. Rewatched that again because Kev had not seen that one. He's seen the other two Daniel Craig films, but not that one. That's the one that most people, for some reason, don't like.
Yeah, it's not as good as the other two movies. I think of the trilogy.
It's a James Bond adventure.
Oh, yes, I agree.
It's a damn
it's still
the parkour scene at the beginning.
Is in Casino Royale.
Oops. Yep.
Whoops. Yeah.
So
it's my favorite of that whole movie.
Apparently. This is the one afterward. I like this movie. I don't know what people have against it. I just don't. If it's because...
It's not the first one. That's
okay.
Probably what most people have
well,
a problem
then,
with,
you know,
but it doesn't have as much as a storyline.
I don't agree with that. There's a lot going on in that movie. I think that movie was a little too complicated for a lot of folks. I think there was too much going on and people couldn't process it because...
Mm. Is this the hotel in the desert?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hotel? Yeah, I guess you can call it that.
Because,
you know, you've got the sort of introduction, not by name, of Spectre because, you know, you don't even know we exist kind of thing is there. The whole thing with Vesper's boyfriend, and then it all ties into this new crazy adventure with, you know, is it oil that he's going for? The big humanitarian who's not and who's working with the United States government? There's a lot going on there.
There is.
It's a damn fine adventure. Damn fine adventure. So that's just me. I was a guest over there in the Chronic Rift Network on the Batcave podcast.
Woohoo!
As they discussed the Batman movie. We reviewed
which one?
The Batman movie.
Okay, that's
Batman the movie.
Oh, Michael then that's 66.
Yeah.
Oh.
The Batcave podcast is going back and looking at the Adam West Batman series in order. So after the first season, the Batman movie was like in theaters literally like 2 weeks later after the last episode was on.
We got a weekend. Let's do this.
So I was on there with also with Dan Pearson from Cinefantastique magazine and Jim Beard, who comic stuff. You know him, and if you don't know him, then wow, you really need to get out there and do know him because the man's crazy. He edited the Gotham City 14 Miles. He also, I think, he wrote that as well. So I was on there with some real people, and somehow I got invited. So I'm not sure what that was about.
You know, you're Batman.
There is that, and yeah, we got to talk about the wonderfulness, the silliness, and some of the badness because not all of us have this fond nostalgic memory
of shark repellent.
See, everyone goes for that. First off, it's not called shark repellent. He's got a crazy name for it, but it does mean shark repellent.
Yes, it's shark
repellent. When I think of this movie, the first thing I always think of is
running around with a bomb.
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb. I think that sums up perfectly what that movie...
It's that pier, that entire pier scene.
Oh, that thing is beautiful. It's staged, it's shot, it's fantastic. Uh-huh. We're all of the opinion there was a lot more to this movie, and what we saw was just what didn't end up on the editing room floor. Because, like, Aunt Harriet's in it, but doesn't say a word.
Well, yeah, well, she was just kind of there.
Sure, exactly. But, you know, there's just... It's weird. It's kind of weird. So, yeah. But I had a good time with that. So my Harmony remote, as you may know, that I've had for a long time... Buttons were sticking, it wasn't working, and blah, 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 blah. Time for a new one.
So
thank you, eBay.
Sticky, huh?
Thank you, eBay.
Go ahead.
No, the buttons, we use the remote so much, they just literally do not work. If you tried really hard and pressed and turned to an angle, maybe you could get it to.
Yeah, not sticky like a spilled soda or anything.
No, as in the buttons just don't work.
We wore out the components.
Boom, boom, boom. We watch a lot of stuff. And it controls everything. So it controls everything.
It doesn't anymore. It doesn't control a damn thing now.
The new one.
It's Big Brother does.
It's Big Brother with the little color screen on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, dear Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. So I have my new Harmony remote. And thank you, eBay. So I saved a whopping, $60 on that damn thing. So, yes, that's the way to go. If you have more than one remote, you owe it to yourself to get a Harmony remote. They are amazing. They are fantastic. And, yes, it takes a hell of a lot of time at first to set it up. But once it's done, it's so worth it.
You might think to yourself, I've got a universal remote that controls everything. No, you don't.
Do you have to punch in the code for your universal remote? Oh, I'm sorry. I just plug mine up to my computer and tell it what it is, and it downloads all the codes directly to it. So, yeah.
And you
just threw up gang signs, too, just to let you know.
You press the button that says, watch TV, and it turns on the television, it turns on the receiver, it sets everything to the right input of exactly where it's supposed to be and adjusts everything. And then you can adjust the volume, and you can change the channel, and you can do the guide and the DVR and everything.
Put it this way. Would you trust your universal remote to your mom and dad using your system? I could trust my mom and dad with my remote because my remote works.
Even my dad can figure
out. Your dad could.
Yeah.
And that'd be amazing. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah. He got Facebook like a month ago.
Yeah. My dad has Facebook, but he forgot what his password was. And so I told him, we'll just have them, resend it to your email. He's like, I forgot what my email password is.
Sucks to be you, Dad.
What? All right. So moving along. Gamefly sent in Watch Dogs. This new wannabe sort of, Grand Theft Auto thing from EA.
Yeah.
Where you have technology. And the technology aspect of this game is awesome. When you're doing stuff like the first mission thing that you do, you start off, you're getting revenge on someone that basically tried to teach you a lesson but killed your niece. Oops.
Oops.
So yeah, you're a little pissed off.
Yeah.
So you can hack into things and control all kinds of stuff. So for instance, when we need to get out of here because the cops are now here, I was able to use my cell phone to hack into one of the automated pitching machines here in the underground baseball dugout area that we're at.
Yeah, sure.
Why not? And, it starts moving, and the cops go investigate that so I can sneak by. It's this kind of thing where you can hack into people's cell phones and make it do stuff. Hell, you can hack into anybody's cell phone and take money from their account. You're walking down the street, blam, with your phone, you can just see who everybody is, and it gives you, little things like, blah, 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 attended a furry convention. Stuff like this. it's weird. But then you come to the point, like all these open world games, where you're supposed to go driving. And when you go driving, and then the cops want to come chase you for various things, you can still use your technology. For instance, you can change the red lights to green as you're driving. Nice.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So you, you slide in somewhere where there's gates. You can open gates. You can close them behind you. So cops coming will crash into gates. Okay. But then, you know those little things, those little pillars, those little circular round pillars that they used to like block lanes that come out of the ground?
Yeah.
Are those just on random city streets?
No.
They're on some random city streets in this game.
Well,
so
the cops have technology, too.
So,
No.
Because as I'm driving, I go by them, and you got to do your timing just right. So as you drive by them, you pop them up, and the cops crash into them. But that's getting away from the really cool getting inside kind of thing that I liked doing. So I've already sent it back because it was interesting, but I'm like, eh.
Okay.
Eh. So there's that. I've played the final episode, I guess, of what's going to be this season's The Wolf Among Us, the Fables game. Nice.
Okay.
Very nice. Did not see that coming.
That's the same thing I've seen a bunch of people put online. That exact wording. I did not see that coming.
I did not see that coming. What the big final, you think in a game like this, you're going to have a crazy, big, huge final action sequence.
Yeah.
God help me. It's a bunch of people in a room talking, and it's the most exciting thing ever. It's crazy.
Is it a cribbage thing?
Sure. And let's see. Cribbage. Let's see. To round this out, I now have a Nintendo.
Woo!
Is it a Wii U?
Yes, it is.
Wii U.
Yeah, that's the dumbass name. I really defined that clip because that needs to be how I talk about it from now on. But it was time to do it because you still have some time. If you already have the system, awesome. If you don't, go out and get it because Mario Kart 8 is freaking beautiful.
It is so fun and awesome.
It is goddamn amazing. Mario Kart 8 now has 12 player races. 12 player races. Battle modes.
Oh my God.
And so, locally you can do the 4-player split screen here, which is awesome because a 4-player split screen on my TV is bigger than what my TV was single player back in the day.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Which is just insane. But yeah, you get that, and it has online. So you can take two people on your system and go online, and these online matches are 12 player races, 12 player battle modes. It's insane. The thing runs for one or two people split screen, runs in 60 frames per second. It is gorgeous.
Wow.
You need to stop. I need to show you because you're going to look at it and think that's the game.
Yeah.
It is incredible. It's
gorgeous.
I just don't know how else to say it.
And, it's got a whole bunch of new to me, gameplay aspects of it, too. Because, I mean, you've got the coins, which they've had the coins for a little while.
Yep.
But then they have these old levels.
Yes.
That are like Nintendo 64 levels or whatever, reimagined.
There's a Super Nintendo level.
But then you can go up the sides of walls. You have to rotate 90 degrees midair. It's trippy.
Anti-grav moments. There are places on the track. As you're racing, it just looks straight to you. But if you look behind you, you see sometimes you're sideways, sometimes you're upside down. Because you will twist and turn. There are areas on the track where the shortcut is people are riding along on the ground, and you can ride up on the wall because your car will convert to anti-grav status if you hit the little strip to let it do it.
And Spencer was like, why are you slower when you're in the water? And Kev's like, because the water has its own physics.
You're in the water, genius. You're lucky you're going at all.
So yeah,
drive a car in real water, see what happens.
So
but Rainbow Road, even if you just want to sit there and watch it, bring your psychedelics.
I'm telling you, the colors on the way everything looks, graphics on this thing, it's insane. And sure, you're like, okay, well that's Mario Kart. It's sort of a cartoonish game. Yeah, but Assassin's Creed Black Flag. There are moments where the frame rate does suffer. But when you're standing on the bow of the ship and you're just looking out over the ocean and watching things, that's one of the most effing beautiful things you're ever going to see in your life. Love my system. So Flynn71, all you Nintendo peeps, let's get some Mario Kart going on.
Yeah, and the gamepad is fun and integrated in a lot of cool ways.
Crazy cool.
And so you're going to tell about how you wanted to get the one and you couldn't get the one.
So I wanted the Mario Kart bundle.
Yeah.
The system currently is $2.99, and it comes with the game depending on which bundle you get. There's a Zelda, there's a Super Mario Brothers, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But for $30 more, you would get a Nintendo remote. You would get a Mario remote.
Yeah.
You would get the stupid little steering wheel, so you could use that to steer that no one's ever going to use except for little kids.
Yeah.
And this extra $30 more, it also had Mario Kart 8 in it.
Uh-huh.
Well, as it turns out, that's a limited time only bundle. Because while GameStop for 2 weeks said, not available in store and, nor online, Best Buy always had it on their website. And finally, I was like, well, screw this. Let's buy it from Best Buy. Unavailable online. Okay, let me pick it up in the store. Unavailable in the store. I'm like, well, then why the hell do you have it as available? Yeah, apparently it came out and people bought it up immediately. And Nintendo has seen something like a 600% increase in system purchases just because of Mario Kart 8.
It's got to be Nintendo every damn thing with them.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it's,
yeah,
it's
but, Mario Kart. But you had saved up and you were ready to get it. And even if they do another release of this, which they probably never will.
Probably never will.
They'll, you know, you might as well just go ahead and get the system. So what did you get instead?
So I did get the Zelda bundle, the one with the Legend of Zelda, the Wind Waker, the one that was on GameCube that was all cel-shaded and sweet back then, mm-hmm. is now remastered, high def, and gorgeous.
Yeah, and the gamepad had like Hyrule scrolls
it's got,
and everything
like, all kinds
on
of
there.
Zelda. It's got the Triforce on it. Shut up, Bruce. It's awesome.
It's yes.
cool. It sure. is. It's good stuff.
And it came with the book in digital
Yeah, the
form
Hyrule
form.
Historia that's like the hardcover was like 40, 50 bucks on Amazon.
Wow.
There was a download. So it's a digital download of it. So I have a digital copy of a book.
But okay.
Still. But dude, it's the entire book. The artwork is gorgeous. And it's the entire history of the Zelda universe, franchise, however you want to call it. So
World.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's amazing, it's phenomenal, and I'm very happy because I finally have all that crap now, and as it should be, so yeah.
Can we talk about the other games that we played on the Wii U?
Oh, sure. Yeah, well, Rayman Legends came in from, is it Legends or Origins? Origins. Rayman Origins came in from Gamefly. And again, it's a fantastic side-scrolling platformer. It's one of the best ones Nintendo never made. It's beautiful, it's gorgeous. And you want to talk about?
Well, Wii Party, is that what it's called?
Yes.
Wii Party?
They don't have a Mario Party out yet. Mm-hmm. It's coming. But they do have this Wii Party U thing, which is filling the time until it does show up.
It's fun. It's kind of like that. I mean, you have mini games, but you play with your Miis, and you roll a whole bunch of dice, and just you battle each other out, and whoever wins the battle gets to go first and has the most number of dice. They also have one that's like, you know that game in Dave and Buster's where you put in the coins, and then you try to knock those gold coins off the ledges?
Yeah, off those shelves? Yeah.
So they have a game that's based off of that, which was pretty fun. It wasn't quite as addictive as those games. I can't tell you how much money I've spent in one of those at some point. but it was it's definitely, you know, a good holdover until Mario Party 10 comes out.
Especially for a free game because, you know, if you buy Mario Kart 8 between now and the end of July, you get to download one of four games free, and that's one of them. I purchased the system with Zelda. I don't really care about Pikmin, and I'd already beaten the new Super Mario Brothers and Luigi Brothers thing, so it's like it's time for one party.
Yeah. Yeah, it is pretty fun. It's the kind of thing that, I mean, we would have people over and play and drink and
let's do it.
Have fun.
All right, let's stop the show right now.
From Alderaan to Krypton, from Castle Grayskull to the Gates of Mordor, from their lips to your basement, to your underground lair, it's GRD News.
I have news if you'd like.
Ooh.
I have news. Dragon Con this year,
yeah,
we have a recording time.
Do we?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yes, we do.
I guess I need to make sure I go then.
Yes. September 1st, which is Sunday.
Okay.
Not bad.
1 o'clock.
Okay. Nice. That's good.
And I am currently trying to get somebody to be a guest on the show.
Ooh.
I'm not going to say who it is, just in case it doesn't happen, because I've already sent two emails and haven't heard anything back yet. So.
There was a hint, though.
Yeah.
Because oddly enough, Bruce is talking to a woman. Shocker. Yeah. That Bruce is trying to get a woman to listen to him. Shocker. Go ahead.
I said him.
Did you?
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
See, I wanted to
You hear
sure.
what you want to hear.
Hey.
But yes, I do have it. I've got the time. I've got everything that I need for that. So thankfully that came through. Also, any word on Wizard World Richmond?
We have applied for press passes for
that.
That's the weekend of September, like 12th and 13th, somewhere
like
in
that
time frame.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that they wouldn't let us know until like a couple of weeks before.
Yeah.
So I need to follow up with them and be like, look, we don't want the convention to sell out. We still want to come.
Do you know who I am?
Yes. Do you know who I think I am?
Anyway, so...
Well, seriously, she's got a point. I mean, if you're not going to let us in, let me know so I can still buy
a ticket.
Yeah. I'm probably going to buy one. Probably next week anyway, so...
No. You tell me that I'm not a guest, and I'll buy a ticket. You don't, then screw you, and I'll find something else to do that weekend.
It wasn't a guest, it was a press pass.
Press pass, whatever it is.
Same thing.
Press
same
pass.
Difference.
So you can interview people. There's a lot of...
Yes, I want to talk to people.
Right, and I mean, they said, do you have a blog? Do you have a podcast? Do you have this... I mean, like, they didn't
have
say
you talked
had...
to at least two doctors? Yes! Yes,
right.
I have.
Right? So, and you had to turn in, like, samples of your interviews. I think I put Katie
Sackhoff.
I'm
Eve Miles' daddy.
I did not use that one. I don't think
you really should have. That would go a long way. It would go a long way.
Anyway, but yeah, no, it was Katie Sackhoff and Peter Davison, I think, and then another one too. I can't remember. But
to choose from.
Yeah.
So hopefully, so we haven't heard anything from them, but hopefully we will.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yep. We also have a new update for the app.
Yes.
So it's not a push update, so you won't see it unless you go into the Play Store and search for Geek Radio Daily and update the app. But we've added a calendar.
Yes.
We've added the ability to contribute through Patreon right through there.
Yes.
Which thank you to those who have already contributed. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks to Tech Guy Wolfie for making that happen. Yeah. Because he's like, hey, have you updated your app yet? I'm like, no, it didn't tell me to. He's like, oh, it's not going to tell you to. Go do it. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. So do that again. If you've already downloaded the Geek Radio Daily app, there's an update and it looks even better.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
I have to do that then.
Yeah.
You should. Do it right now.
I'm going to.
We'll stop the show. We'll just sit here and wait.
All right. It's not like I actually have to do a lot to upgrade it now.
But Patreon is going well so far. And, you know, we're getting closer and closer.
So, you know, thank you, folks, the people that have thrown some money our way. It's beautiful. It's a fantastic thing. I do appreciate it. Don't know how to tell you. It might. I don't know. I can't tell you. I can't. You're showing it to her. So
yeah, that's why I'm not showing it to you.
Okay.
She knows.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then it's already updated. Great.
Everybody, Bruce has the updated app.
Yeah!
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So it's one of those stories I always love. A split-second burst of radio waves was heard by scientists using the Arecibo Radio Telescope in Puerto Rico, and the findings that just happened the other day, on Friday.
Wow.
We heard this on Friday. The Astrophysical Journal marks the first time that a so-called fast radio burst has been detected using an instrument other than the Parkes Radio Telescope in Australia. Scientists using the Parkes Observatory have recorded a handful of such events, but blah, 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 blah. This one is crazy because it's unlike anything else. The radio waves show every sign of having come from outside of our galaxy, which is fantastic. Exactly what might be causing these bursts? Who knows? Possibilities include a range of exotic astrophysical objects, such as evaporating black holes. Just think about that for a moment.
Or it could be the music from some far-off
mergers of neutron society. Stars, flares from magnetars, a type of neutron star with extremely powerful magnetic fields.
Doing the neutron dance.
Or yeah, it could be very way far out somewhere.
It's a lone star.
Cylons are listening to All Along the Watchtower.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's wow. Gonna be some damn Jimi Hendrix. You're gonna decipher it.
Awesome.
So yeah, well, we finally wrote about it. This pulse was November 2nd of 2012. But you know how long it takes us to go through all this stuff.
Yeah, well,
so we found out about
backlog.
It Friday. Yeah, yeah, a little bit like that. So go to your SETI stuff.
Once they realize it wasn't actually aliens.
Yeah. Yeah. Or is it?
Dun, dun, dun. Well,
in my new story, they're working on a new technology for GPS. You know that our favorite app is Waze, or at least we use Waze all the time.
Yep.
Because it's like crowdsourcing, people working together to talk about traffic, to talk about potential road hazards and, you know, different things to do. But right now you can only really pick between, like, I want the fastest route or I want to avoid highways. There's only a few different options that you can pick.
Pick avoid dirt roads.
Yeah, but the team at Yahoo Labs in Barcelona have come up with a way to create crowdsourced measures of how beautiful the city is and made an algorithm to find the prettiest way to get from one point to the other.
Aww.
So if you want to take the scenic route, they'll have an option so that you can take the scenic route. And they start by, you know, creating a database of images, various parts of the city. They're working in London and Barcelona. And then they look at reviews and opinions and, I mean, basically data aggregate from all of the stuff that exists on the internet and actually, you know, boiling that down into an algorithm that determines the most beautiful way to go.
Can I have that except the exact opposite? Can I have the route that everybody else is going to be driving 10 miles below the speed limit and
so
looking
out the window?
So I can go on the other effing road?
Well, you could always
get the frack out of my way road.
You could always look at the route and then
take something else.
Route. Exactly. So you don't have to, you can get out of the way of those Sunday drivers.
All the looky loos are on this road. Take this one instead.
So when it's finding the most exotic and wonderful places to see, is that including the bikini car washes in town?
I mean, it's crowdfunded, so
probably
crowdsourced.
Is. Probably
so yeah,
is.
Probably. Depends
Done.
On what people deem beautiful.
Okay.
All right. Well, the Emmy nominations just came out this past couple of days ago, and Game of Thrones has earned the most nominations in the 2014.
Really?
Yes. Surprisingly enough, they got 19 nominations.
No, 19.
For 19 nominations. They got almost two nominations per episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
including, of course, the coveted Best Drama Series. The other shows are Breaking Bad, Downton Abbey, House of Cards, Mad Men, and True Detective. Think about how many of those shows are not available on broadcast television.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. All of them.
Oh, how about that?
All of them. No one. No,
if and it's you not want just because of boobies and curse words. It's
no, you can do more.
Well,
yes,
it's
exactly.
Violence.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, Downton Abbey. And, yeah. It's there's also the comedy. You also have Modern Family, Big Bang Theory, Louis, Orange is the New Black, Silicon Valley, and Veep. Which is funny because Brooklyn Nine-Nine, not on that list.
I'll tell you the thing that you missed about that that is actually historic and groundbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
For like the first time in 20 years, The Simpsons isn't nominated.
That well, that kind of doesn't really surprise me.
Well,
that much
I'm not saying it doesn't surprise, but the fact that it for 20 years it should have been nominated like about 12 years ago.
It's almost like they're just like, Simpsons did it.
Yeah,
they did it. Fargo also got 18 nominations. American Horror Story: Coven, 17 nominations.
Good God!
Yeah, these are shows that we talk about a lot. They're geeky, and they're actually good.
Yeah.
Go figure.
They really are. They really, really are, man.
The 66th Annual Primetime Emmy Awards will be held the August 25th at Nokia Theater in Los Angeles, and I'm sure we will be talking about that ahead of time.
Maybe. It's entirely possible.
Well, that's news to us. And, you know, if you stop by the forums at geekradiodaily.com, it's coming. You know, Facebook, Twitter, follow us on all those things, because you can hear about other news, like when we said goodbye to Fenrir Greyback, find out Batgirl's new outfit, and the Japanese Doctor Who. Yeah, it's like Power Rangers, but with a Time Lord.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Indeed we do. Bruce wanted to crack wise about cornhole in Indiana, but does he listen to himself? Last podcast. Something about screwing his hand, having an accident, jerking it, then buttering up for cornhole.
Yep.
Was that you? That was you.
Okay. What do you think I say things like that for?
Oh, and go watch 22 Jump, like I told Billy Flynn while still in the theater, Channing Tatum for Booster Gold. That is an interesting effing pick.
You know what? I think that's that would be better than Will Arnett.
Yeah.
Isn't Channing Tatum already tapped to play Gambit?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's going to be Gambit.
He's funny, though. I mean, like, I'd rather see him as Booster Gold.
Yes, you would.
Oh, God, yeah. Because with Seeker?
Yes.
Oh.
And the buddy picture he could get when they finally did the Booster Gold Blue Beetle movie.
No, you could just have Jonah Hill actually doing the voice of Seeker.
Oh, my dear God. Wow.
23 Jump Street.
Okay.
In the future.
Channing Tatum has amazing comedic timing, and I'm so glad he's finally not being forced to do all those damn romantic drama comedy.
This is the end. Come on.
Yeah. No, this
if you're not doing it for 20 seconds of that movie.
No, you go back in time, and I believe the episode in which we talked about having seen MacGruber, I said to myself that, you know what? Just Channing, he's really damn funny in this. And there you go.
Uh-huh.
So he's so funny, he could even keep a shirt on the whole time.
Okay. And
that's a statement, actually, her saying that,
right?
Really.
That's what I'm saying.
And Halt and Catch Fire makes total sense if you were into computers in the 80s and 90s. It's a mythical command for computers. It's actually a decent series. They are reverse engineering the IBM. It's a fictional version of what Compaq did. I do such terrible, and then it just stops. So I don't know.
I do such terrible.
He was probably. Were you taken out, man? I don't know what happened to you there. Are you okay?
Compaq took him out.
It's crazy. And we have a voicemail. How about that? Let's check that out.
Geek Radio, Tommy here.
Tommy!
I swear I've called before. I don't know, maybe a conspiracy philanthropist that you forgot my voicemail. I don't know, maybe.
Nope.
I don't know. But anyways, one, because it has been a while, congratulations to the two of you. Just congrats.
Thanks.
But I needed to rant about the latest episode. When you were speaking of Pretty Little Liars, my niece, she just would sit down and just love those shows, and I'm like, oh, where to begin? First off, apparently there's nobody poor in Pretty Little Liars, because even the poor kid has, like, you know, amazing clothing, and everybody drives around in just, you know, brand new shiny vehicles. It's just any of that genre, and what kills me, as you said before, ABC Family. But yet everybody's usually shagging someone and or drinking something they shouldn't be and or you name it. So, and it's just, that entire genre just makes my brain hurt. But I confess, I want to see Crossbones. It's pirates. I think it looked interesting. I want to give Crossbones a shot. I'll have to do it digitally. But I want to give Crossbones a shot. Got nothing else other than that, and keep doing what you do, and call you next time. Bye.
Okay, first off, is Crossbones still in the air?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He wants to see it more than John Malkovich wants to be in it.
He does, because, but Tommy, I have to, and you have to admit, if you listen to your voicemail there, you sounded like you were trying to convince yourself that you wanted to.
Yeah, I kind of want
to
see it.
I want to watch it. I want to watch it.
Well, you kind of turned into Jay Leno there for a little bit.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
I got more obnoxious than usual. How about that? I didn't realize that at all. So, but yeah, it's Pretty Little Liars throws me. The stuff on ABC Family, not that, you know, I mind, but if you call yourself family, I have a weird understanding of what is supposed to be family values by the people that tell me what they are and what they do and what they watch. So it's just strange.
Well, you know, hey, if Fox News saw the stuff that was on Fox, they'd have problems too.
We're talking ABC Family.
Yeah, but
ABC
still.
Family.
Yeah.
Okay. So that would be the Bruce, geekradio.com. But if you'd like to drop a note, please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn. And I guess, yeah, if you could send hate mail to the Bruce,
hey,
geekradio.com.
At least it's mail.
If you'd like to drop a voicemail, that number is
510-GRD-CREW.
I'm sorry, it's what now?
510-GRD-CREW.
You don't look good.
I don't?
Well, you look better.
I can't compete with you physically.
You're not strong. You're silky boy.
Don't overlook my butt. I work out all the time, and reaping burns a lot of calories.
Here's the GRD Fit Club's All the Geek Without the
that
Weight.
That always makes me laugh.
Right now, we're going to be talking about heat illnesses, heat injuries. This is the reason I want to talk about this one is just to bring it in the forefront of your mind. So not only are you watching for yourself, you're watching out for other people. Say you're at the park, you're at the club, wherever it happens to be.
And in the club.
In the club. where heat injuries, heat illnesses can happen. And you need to know what you're looking for so a slight problem doesn't become a major one. The first type of heat illness is, you know, is just heat exhaustion. You deal with confusion, dizziness, fainting, fatigue, headaches, muscle cramps, nausea. A lot of these very common symptoms of a lot of different things, but you also have to watch out for the profuse sweating, the rapid heartbeat, and the need to defecate.
What?
Yeah.
You get too hot, you got to poop?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yes. Because it actually tries to get some of the heat out of the body, believe it or not.
That makes sense.
Yes. Steaming pie.
Yeah, pretty much. When you have something like that or you see somebody like that, just take them to a cool place, give them some drinks with electrolytes in them, and they will do okay. Next thing you have to worry about...
Not beer.
Yes, not beer, because that will actually make things a lot worse.
Okay.
Because that dehydrates you.
I've heard that.
Yes. Yeah. The other type of major heat illnesses that you have to worry about is heat stroke. All right, heat stroke has almost all the same symptoms of a heat exhaustion, but you deal with a temperature that's of 104 or higher. You have no sweating.
Ooh.
Yeah, they don't stay still. They will stop sweating. Vomiting, weakness, unconsciousness. A lot of those things end up leading to death.
Yeah.
Cooking the brain. Brain damage can happen from heat.
This is your brain.
Yeah, this is your brain on, you know, this is brain
on heat.
On stroke. Heat. When something like that, even if you think it might be happening, get immediate medical attention. Cool the body down as quickly as possible.
Is it like a tornado warning and a tornado watch where you'll have the one and then it could potentially lead to the other?
Yes, okay. It can potentially lead to the other depending on what... You know, a lot of different circumstances where the humidity level, the amount of heat with the clothing, just the situation involved. Also, illnesses that they may have. They may have something in their body like a flu bug that makes things a lot worse. And when this happens, you seek immediate medical attention. You not pass go, do not collect $200. You go directly to the hospital.
That's something you left off of your Geeky Week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we played the Mad Magazine board game again.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
good times. Good times.
But again, look. Don't just look for yourself. Look for other people. If you see them kind of swaggering around and not be able to speak properly. I've had heat stroke before. If you can get one word out of a sentence, you're in trouble.
Now, is it true that when it gets hot in here, you take off all your clothes?
Not in here.
Oh, okay.
I am kidding. That was good.
Thank you. I have my
good delivery.
Oh,
take off your clothes.
What a good time we're having.
Yes.
Bonding together as friends in this classical moment.
Please put your pants back on, Billy Flay.
We're going to look back on this later in years to come. Ah,
no, we're
friendship.
Not. I'm going to block this out as much as humanly possible.
Okay, then. Well, that's what you got to remember. You can always check out more Fit Club stuff where, Bruce?
At Facebook.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Facebook, apparently, because he wants to quit. So, we've got some stuff to talk about. You know it. It's summertime, so places you should, you know, heat stroke. We're hoping to try to keep you away from that.
Yeah.
But we want you to enjoy yourself. So kick back, relax, and we'll be right back to tell you where to go, pal, here on episode 228 of GRD's Weekly.
Prepare yourself for action, romance, and spoilers. It's the Guilty Film Podcast.
Join hosts Kevin McKee, Andrew Nitsch, and their panel of scoundrels as they review their favorite cinematic guilty pleasures and reward their favorite Hollywood cliches with the prestigious Trope Award. Find us at guiltyfilm.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Proceeding was a paid advertisement sponsored by Taters.
What? Taters?
Taters is a delicious meal found in your grocer's produce section.
GuiltyFilm.com.
Yeah!
Woo! Hi, this is Jeff Combs, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
I finally got my photos from my backpacking trip through Europe.
You ready to see them?
Here I am at the famous French Cafe Starbucks. It's downtown Paris. It's where all the history happened. Here I am at the Louvre. A lot of paintings took place here.
Did you happen to take any photos of any of them?
No, they don't allow photography inside. Now we're moving on to Italy. Oh, here's the Colosseum.
Think they said.
Wait, hold on. We're done with all the pictures from France already?
Yeah. Why?
Well, there's only four of them.
And they were all of you.
Yeah, guys, I was trying to document the fact that I was there.
Well, you couldn't tell it from looking at your pictures. They could have been taken in the backyard for all we know.
What are you guys talking about? You can clearly see the cafe in one of the pictures.
Oh, you mean Starbucks?
Yeah. Yeah, they have Starbucks in Paris. Isn't that crazy?
And that's the only landmark that you captured from France?
Yeah. I went to four other countries. There's a lot more pictures. So here I am at the Vatican. Oh, and here I am at the famous aqueducts.
With you in the foreground blocking them.
Well, what the hell, guys? I didn't hire a photographer to come with me. It was just me.
We know what you look like. They're all of you. Just selfies.
Yeah.
You're making a kissy face in that one!
It's called duck face.
Why are you making a duck face?
Because I was saying something.
To who?
You were there by yourself!
You know, there are thousands of years of natural and man-made beauty over there, okay? You, or anyone for that matter, are the least interesting things that could make it into a photograph for other people to see.
Hold on, guys. Okay, let's just see what the next shot is. Ah, yes! Starbucks in Sicily. Amazing.
And welcome back.
Wow.
This is GRD's Weekly, episode 228. That is a very truncated version of an incredibly hysterical video that I have to remember to put the link into, because my God. Yes, people, please, duck faces, evil. So it's summertime. I really just wanted to play Holiday Road. I really just wanted to play Holiday Road.
We could.
That's all I wanted to do. But we did that as a return when we talked about geeky vacations in like episode 15 or 16. But those were real life places.
Yes.
We'd like to talk about the sky's the limit. The imagination, the imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus. My God, where in the world could we go if we could go anywhere in geeky / sci-fi dumb?
Who said we'd have to be in the world?
Well, you know what I mean. It's a figure of speech.
Oh, okay. You're
anywhere
figuring
in the
now.
World of your mind.
Oh, in my mind.
Yes. So, has everybody come up with some places they'd love to go?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so how you want to do this? A little round robin? Everybody start throwing them around?
Why not? Sure. Let's do that way.
Where do you want to go?
Rivendell.
See, Rivendell's on my list. I figured Rivendell is going to be there. So, because Rivendell
is
the... You
know, in the good times, like, in the, you know, when they were first getting started, it's gorgeous, you know. I don't know, the food might be a little on the vegetarian side. We might need to bring our own meat.
Well, those kale shakes are really good, because I always pictured Rivendell as the place, sort of the spa vacation, mm-hmm. you know,
right.
where you're getting...
With the hot stone massage.
Yeah.
And the spa's at Rivendell.
You're getting back to nature.
Yeah. I mean, Middle Earth in general, but obviously I'd rather be in Rivendell than Mordor.
Yeah.
Because I have no real interest in seeing Mount Doom.
No.
That's just me.
I'd like to go to Hobbiton, obviously, in Shire.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, some of the other places were beautiful as well, but just in general.
I wouldn't mind,
the spa's at Rivendell.
One of the aerial tours by the giant flying eagles. That.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
they have those in New Zealand. No, just kidding.
Giant, wow. Gosh, I love that New Zealand.
Yeah.
So cool.
But like the Lothlorien would also be a great spot. See? Just stay in one of those treehouse castles. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see that.
All right. The first thing that came to my my mind is Floss in Paradise.
Yep. Holy shit. On my
on
list.
On my list as well.
Fifth Element. Absolutely.
This is the great cruise ship that runs around the planet. And this is absolutely the mecca greatest, you know, cruise ship of that period of our future Earth that we're going to have.
It's the Titanic of its weight.
Wait, no.
Without the crashing.
It's the Lusitania. Wait, no.
Damn
that's
it.
Bad too.
Damn it.
It's the SS Minnow. Oh, wait, no, that's better.
It's the Carnival Cruises of Oh, wait, no. Yeah.
It's the QE2. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just docked one place?
Yeah. Basically. So that would be really cool because there's so many things to do there, and Lord knows the celebrities that you'll see. Ruby Rod shows
Rod,
up.
Yeah.
You could win a. You could hear the most beautiful singing in the world by some
blue
tentacled, sort of kind of, not tentacles really, but still.
Yeah.
Some blue lady. Yeah. Yeah. You might solve all the mysteries of the universe. I would really like to go to the Shore Leave planet from the original series.
Yeah.
Oh, that's well, not that's not Ryza. That's
not Ryza. That's that random planet where everything just, you know, that you thought of.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Came into reality,
but
right.
But you had to be careful. You
yes, because otherwise you died.
Knowing about it, so knowing what it is, then yes, I would like to go there.
Yes.
Because that would
well,
be a good time.
Most of it was filmed in that rocky area in California, you know, or some of it was.
Well, not the lush forest.
Right,
but
not
sure.
The lush forest, but yeah. Some of it was filmed there, so.
Nor the places with the giant rabbit. I love all this. Everyone else, you know, they've got damsels in distress or whatever. McCoy's got a damn giant rabbit running around. Who knew he was a furry? I had no idea.
Well, he's dissected enough of those things.
Oh, hey now.
Pregnancy test for, you know, for Kirk.
Sorry to go off on a... Can I have a tiny brief tangent? I found this article online about cosplaying when you're pregnant.
Yep. Kirk was here.
Yeah. So she's painted green and she's the slave girl and this is Kirk was here.
Yeah,
there's a couple of other really pretty good ones too. So, you know, if we go to the convention in September and I'm here, I could have an alien face hugger coming out or something.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway. Okay, Ryza. We've got to talk about Ryza.
It's on my list as well.
Yep. I mean, it's just, sure, okay, it's the pleasure planet, and not just for the open sexuality, but it's beautiful, it's a beach, it's, you know, it's a paradise.
It's got a nice jungle there to have a Captain Indiana Jones adventure on.
You know, and it's relaxing.
It certainly is, especially if you leave that idol at the foot of your chair there.
Mm.
It's good times, good times.
I'm going a little off the beaten path with this next one. Recall.
You want to go to Recall?
Just think about it. You could go pretty much...
And virtual vacation.
Virtual vacations. And you really don't have to worry about like space sickness or anything like that.
Interesting you would go there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I kind of wanted to do a virtual vacation myself. So I would go to the Delos theme park. You know, the places like where they have like Westworld, Future World... Again, before it all goes bad,
right.
Just like you said to start with, before it all goes bad.
Yeah,
the second I effing see Yul Brynner, I'm the hell out of there.
Well, the Titanic was a great boat until that thing went tits up. So.
That's what I'm saying. So you got to pick and choose how you go.
Also along those lines, if they hadn't spliced in the frog DNA, I would have really loved Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park, is on my list because I've got a list of places to go before it all turns bad.
Before it all hits the fan.
The Delos theme park to be able to, you know, to have like, I would like to go in Old West Town for a while and do some shootouts.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to go to the Future World. I'd like to go to the Roman World. I'd like to go to Jurassic Park as long as I'm not Dennis Nedry.
Right.
As long as you're not lunch.
Dennis Nedry.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Well, that was
What's
his own
the magic
greed?
Word.
That was greed and corruption.
Yes. And since I'm not smart enough to have all that information, I won't be one of the people that was being... Yeah. Okay.
Nope.
I won't have to be a villain that has to die in the movie because Spielberg's doing it.
Oh, well.
Right.
Well, he's not killing dinosaurs now.
No. Do you love that?
Oh, the internet. Oh, the internet.
Today, just today on Facebook, somebody I know, Steve from back at the radio station.
Yeah.
He's got this video clip of like this person, you know, this bicyclist coming out and about to get hit by a car and something, poof, and it disappears and they slow down the video and you see a person stand there and basically teleport them away and they pop up somewhere else in the footage.
Yeah.
And someone responds to him and goes, God works in mysterious ways. He wrote, oh, this is fake, but it looks fantastic. It's fake, but it's creepy and awesome.
Yeah.
And someone was like, God works in mysterious ways. And I reply,
it's special effects. It's CGI.
God does special effects and video editing. And she's like, I believe it's true. And I'm like,
you're an idiot.
I put the link because it's for a Japanese video game.
Yeah.
It's on their website. This is one of the things they did. And I put the link to it. And I'm like, it was originally on this Japanese video game site. And she's like, so? And I'm like, So it's not real. It's,
okay, they're fucking with you now.
You can believe so. That the phenomenon could potentially exist, but this specific instance is video created.
Yeah, especially when, because you see the person standing akimbo for a moment, and it's blurry, but it's the person on the page for the video game. Sorry. Sorry, it just threw me there for a moment.
Whose turn is it?
And I'm going to say it's my turn.
Okay.
Of course you're.
So.
Yeah.
Only if the current ambassador is away on business, I'd like to go to Naboo.
Yeah.
So I don't want Jar Jar. I want Jar Jar.
Naboo is beautiful.
Naboo is just gorgeous.
Yeah,
and it seems like great weather.
Sure.
Yeah, also, the spas at Naboo. Yeah.
Spas would be great there, too. And as long as I don't really have to go and hang out and talk to anyone that is Jar Jar in the slightest.
Well,
or Boss Nass.
Go after episode 6.
Shut up. It's really bad. It's really, you're a really, really bad man. Because I wouldn't mind seeing all the underwater world stuff. That stuff was beautiful. Yeah. It was gorgeous.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'd like to go, but no Jar Jar for me. Thank you.
Yeah. Westeros. Okay. Not all of Westeros.
Really?
Yeah. But like Highgarden, I would like to go to Highgarden. I would like to go to Sunspear. You know, like they have the water gardens there. There's plenty of places. Like, I mean, I'd like to go on like a tour. I mean, not like the slums of King's Landing, but I'd like to see the wall. I'd like to piss off the top of the wall. I'm just saying, I would like to go on a tour of Westeros.
Now, how exactly do you qualify this in a time when it wasn't bad? Because I you know, Jurassic Park before the dinosaurs get out.
Yes.
Talos before the robots get out.
Oh, I thought we were just going in general.
No, I've always said that's me, because you say Westeros. My first thought is, how do I not get raped or killed when I'm there?
Don't go to a wedding.
Don't go to a wedding.
Don't go to a wedding, right? Don't go to a wedding.
You see bridal bouquets.
Don't go to a wedding. Don't call people whores.
Yeah.
Just, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Well, if you're just some random person, you're not actually playing the Game of Thrones.
Okay.
And you have a decent amount of money, your life is probably okay.
I don't know. A lot of people's lives got jacked up going through there.
Yeah.
I know there's some fun things to see. I just, I don't know if I'm going to risk it.
A tourist. I don't want to live in Westeros, but I'd go to visit.
Yeah,
okay.
Bravos. Right. I mean, there's some good places to go.
How about for your best skiing location, Hoth?
See, I have that as place not to go. I have a list of places not to go, and Hoth is one of mine.
I think if you like downhill skiing, if you like that sort of thing, Hoth would be a
if
really
you like that.
Yeah, I'd like
wampas.
To go somewhere without.
Oh, yeah, because wampas are the biggest thing you got to worry about.
Wampas, right? Or what?
We'll just those wampas. But yeah.
The
but,
big snowman?
Oh, what's the thing that they were riding?
Tauntauns.
Tauntauns. Okay.
Like you really don't have to worry about anything underneath the sea in Naboo.
Well, sure I do, but I'm not freezing to death while I do it. My best option is not to slice open a tauntaun to survive should something go wrong.
Well, there's gotta be a ski chalet somewhere
on
it.
Yeah, you think about it. If there's a resort,
yeah,
like an enclosed resort,
exactly.
But still, there's cold, and then there's I'm outside. I could freeze to death cold. It's a little too cold.
That's you go skiing. You know, sooner or later. Stay out there long enough.
Okay. Well, Han Solo will see you in hell. Okay, just so you know. I would like to go to the World Cup. Wait!
Of Quidditch?
I want to go to the Quidditch World Cup.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
I don't care where.
They score more often there.
Yeah, they do. It's a hell of a lot more interesting game. I don't care where it is. No matter where they decide to have it this year, the Quidditch World Cup's going to be a great time. There's going to be lots of tents, lots of stuff, lots of souvenirs.
Yeah.
Damn fine time.
You could take a flu to get there.
Because, if you're going to be a tourist, that's a place to go and spend a lot of money, just like Diagon Alley.
Right. I was just saying, Hogsmeade would be a nice stop off there.
To do that and then go to the World Cup and then come back for Diagon Alley for a little bit, then go home and go back to work. Because sure, why not?
Yeah. It'd be a nice weekend trip.
Yeah.
Long weekend, extended weekend.
I think so.
Yeah.
I would like to take a selfie on the Rainbow Bridge in Asgard. And you'd still be able to see the background. I can take a quality selfie. I would not do the duck face, but I would love to visit Asgard. That would be cool.
Okay.
And to go through the portal to get there and everything, Asgard.
I think just going through all of it would be excellent. Just to go through the entire kingdom of it.
Oh yeah, it'd be fantastic. It'd be some of the craziest things to see. Just especially for the movies, the way they broach the magic technology thing. Yeah, all that stuff would just be amazing to watch. Good stuff. You got any place else to go, Bruce?
Yeah, I do. How about Narnia?
I'm too old.
Yeah, it's true, but hey.
I'm too old, unfortunately.
Okay,
right. I mean, there's older people there in Narnia. It's
just
the kids are the only ones that travel. So let's say if you could have a free pass.
So if I could have a free pass, sure, sure. There's places to go, things to see. Again, it would have to be in places, right circumstances. We've gotten rid of the Gui. We've gotten rid of, and Prince Caspian's running everything by this point, I'm sure.
Sure, why not?
There you go. Then, yeah, that'd be a good place to go.
No Jesus allegories.
Aww.
Strong Christian overtone.
I wouldn't mind going to Carillion. If you're an original Battlestar Galactica person, that was a wonderful little planet. Remember that planet?
Before.
Always before. Because there's always something really, really bad going on.
Yeah, with the girl with the four eyes and the two mouths singing.
Yeah,
playing poker and everything. Yeah.
But if you're a new Battlestar Galactica person, I guess I wouldn't mind visiting Cloud Nine. Because Cloud Nine could be interesting. Except, of course, while you're there, Cylons might blow you up. Other than that, it's going to be a great time.
Fictional, take it back to some literary works that have had some good adaptations.
Sure.
I'd like to spend a little bit of time, not too much, get a little trippy in Wonderland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then, along that same vine, Neverland would also be a fun place.
That was my next place, too, was Neverland. Yeah.
Not the Neverland Ranch.
No. Neverland. There's no lines right now.
Oh, yeah, there's no lines. There's also nothing there. Grape soda, apparently.
Oh, wow. Okay, Bruce.
What? There is nothing.
I'm trusting. Okay.
I've read articles recently about people who've taken pictures inside of Neverland Ranch.
Oh, all the urban explorers.
Yeah. And the guy had a grape soda.
People love grape soda.
Yeah, okay.
Just Dante Hicks is just like you. He loves grape soda. Okay.
What else you got, Bruce?
Oh. The Kingdom of Far, Far Away.
Okay. That
could be fun.
From Shrek, yeah.
On my gumdrop buttons.
It'd be just cool because the nursery rhymes, you know all of it. It's like, yep, this could be fun. Shopping down Rodeo Drive.
Okay. I wouldn't mind taking a cruise, although you have to make sure that I leave at the end of my 2-week cruise, because I wouldn't mind going to the Axiom, but I wouldn't want to stay there forever, because then you turn up to be a really big, huge, bloated lardo who just floats around on a chair like they did in WALL-E.
Okay.
The Axiom is that wonderful ship that humanity
From the by and large.
Yeah, we have a pool. See, I'd like to go to the pool.
Yeah.
I'd like all the stuff. That was an awesome ship with some cool stuff.
Yeah.
As long as I'm not
a
there
vacation,
forever.
Not forever.
Yes. Because if I'm there more than 2 weeks, I'm gonna end up in that chair just going around. I know me. I know me.
It's
That'll
easy
happen.
To slip into laziness, as the movie lets us know. You know, it would be a good day trip.
What's that?
A tour of Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
Oh,
not the Johnny Depp version.
No,
Willy Wonka.
Neither
and
one
the
of
Chocolate
those
version Factory.
I would go. Neither version.
Well, you just follow the rules. You don't eat what he says not to eat, but the snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
That would be a good time because the gift shop on the way out, bankrupt you, man. Gonna bankrupt you.
But if you want a golden ticket, maybe you get,
I'm gonna get a golden ticket.
You can have a free pass in the yum.
Okay.
Yum.
As long as I don't end up like Augustus Gloop.
Yeah, or anybody else on that show.
Well, Charlie.
That's all I pretty much I
really?
Have. I couldn't think of anything else.
I want to spend an entire evening partying my ass off in the Evil Drome Boozerama. The Evil Drome Boozerama is one of the greatest places to go, and they make the greatest drink in the entire known verse. They make the Pan-Galactic Gargle Blaster. Yes, they do.
I was going to say, you have to go to the restaurant at the end of the universe.
I want to go to Millie Ways as well.
That would be nice as well.
We would go there the next morning so I could get an omelet and some hash browns to get some grease to get myself back to some sort of normalcy while I watch the universe explode.
Yes.
That would be great. But chances are, if I'm at the Evil Drone Boozerama, Fort Prefect's probably going to be there.
Zaphod's going to be there. And that'll drive you insane.
Any more places you want to go?
Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory made me think of all the various edible places to go. You've got candy levels from Mario and Wreck-It Ralph, that whole land where she has all the candy.
So you want to go to the land of Dairy Queen? That's what you're saying. I'm gonna swim in a sea of hot fudge.
Well, warm fudge, maybe.
Warm fudge, yeah.
Okay. Right.
Not hot
so
fudge.
No one's going.
It's not half coffee. It's
no one's going to Oz. See what you did there. Yeah. No one's going to Oz.
No.
I might want to go to Oz. Yeah, just for a visit.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Walk down the Yellow Brick Road, and
get stuck in the poppy field, and you're just screwed.
Well,
what a way to go.
Feel free to join me on this one, but places
you
not
don't
to go.
Okay, all right.
Which I have Hoth, so that's difference. That's difference of opinion,
yeah,
I guess. Difference of opinion.
Fine.
I got one.
Okay.
Camp Crystal Lake.
You do not want to go to Camp Crystal Lake. Not if you plan on having sex.
No. Oh, God, no, no.
No.
Or being by yourself. Or being black.
True. And none of those.
If you're black, don't go there.
Or, you know, being a crazy old man who wants to warn people about impending doom.
Doom. Or if you're just like a teenage girl with big tits.
You're all doomed.
You're dead.
So there's that. I would recommend against going to Arrakis because those giant sandworms, you just can't predict when they're going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there's enough spice in the world for me to not care about giant effing worms.
Yeah.
That's me. Anyplace else?
I mean, there's
go?
A lot of places. I didn't specifically make a list of not go places, but.
Antarctica.
Yeah. I would probably not
want to
go.
You mean the real Antarctica?
Yes, I do.
We're not supposed to go there because we're disrupting the tourists are disrupting Antarctica by going to look at the penguins and we're ruining
Jesus
the climate.
Jesus Christ, you're
going
to find that ship that the thing is in, and I don't need that.
Yeah.
I do not need that. But if anywhere, if there's no place, no place to go, no place you should go. I'm not saying that right.
Yeah.
Do not go to LV-426. We're not going to LV-426. That's like this planet that the Nostromo took a look at, and then later they built a colony on.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't go to LV-426 unless you really have a thing for eggs. Really have a thing for eggs.
Yeah.
Mostly it's a nice place to go. Mostly.
Mostly. I have one a second ago. I completely forgot about it now. Damn it.
Oh, poor
I forgot I had another place I did want to go. It was Camelot.
Sure.
And I'd also want to throw in there time travel. And I'd always like to go and visit the past, but I never want to live in a time before they invented showers. I've always said that. Every time that warm water, and I'm just like, I would never want to live in the past. But yeah, to time travel or just to have the ability to go on a time travel vacation,
that would be
epic.
I would really, you know, if we're going to places to go, Barcelona. I would love to go to Barcelona. It's a wonderful planet. The dogs there have no nose.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. Beautiful.
Where is that from?
That's Doctor Who.
Ah.
That's a Ninth Doctor reference.
Nice.
We miss you, Christopher Eccleston. Stop hating on Doctor Who. We love you for it.
He'll be in Heroes again.
Yeah. Now, this is probably another one of those topics where a bunch of people are yelling, going, oh my God, I can't believe you forgot.
How did you forget this?
X, Y, and Z. That's because there is a ton of amazing, good, geeky literature and science fiction movies and television shows and everything. So there was no way we could possibly cover it all.
No. So you're going to have to let us know the places you would like to go to. And even if you'd like to offer some warnings to people, because I understand some areas are tourist traps. Just go to Roswell if you don't believe me. There are tourist traps, and I'm sure the universe, the galaxy, the multiverse has tourist traps of its own.
Yes,
ooh, multiverse.
Yeah, yeah. No telling. There's just no telling. I would like to go visit the Earth where I'm Batman. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be a good little visit. So.
Well, Gotham City was on one of my lists, and I was like,
it's
a little crime-ridden.
Not to.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad guys running around Gotham.
I would go to Oa if I'm going to go someplace superhero-ish. Oa. I mean, if you can go to Krypton before... everything.
Well, that's another one of those before it goes to hell.
Before, but well, Oa technically is before. Depends on your continuity. But Oa would be a beautiful, wonderful, fantastic place. But sure, I don't know. Any other last thoughts on places we should go?
Nothing that comes to mind. But wherever you go, please bring sunscreen.
Never forget your towel.
Never forget your towel. Yes.
Never ever forget your towel. Last thoughts?
Well, now I want to go on vacation.
Well, then we're going to make that happen. So
Riza.
We'll see you in 3 weeks. Or whatever
it
is. Sure.
Yeah, sure enough.
I have no idea.
It's time.
In a sweek.
That's a good one for it. So GRD is like the creative comes attribution, not conversion on the RiverWorks 963.0 license. Make sure to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, all those fun places. The forums over at geekradiodaily.com. Drop us a note at podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintress at geekradiodaily.com. Check out the app. Go buy Patreon if you wish. That's totally up to you. Totally up to you. You gonna blow another kiss? That's cool.
Yeah, I was blowing kisses.
You could always send voicemails. That number
510-GRD-CREW.
That's where now?
510-GRD-CREW.
And we will see you in a suite.
Good times.
You guys are idiots.
Well, we have nothing big and flashy to show you this week.
Everything we know about you guys. He's wrong.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's perfectly safe for droids.
Think again, motherfucker. Dagobah is the galaxy's most extreme vacation destination. Are you tired of birdwatching on Yavin every summer? Then get your ass to the only outer rim planet that guarantees the most high-impact recreation. Swing on a vine. Dagobam! Flip over log. Dago booyah. Battle a creepy vision of your own Sith Lord father. Dago badass. You're not already shitting your pants, then take it from Master Yoda.
You will be. You will be.
You want a vacation that gets your adrenaline pumping. Where are you gonna go? Cloud City's for old people. Hoth is for pussies. And Endor, go f*** yourself. So catch the next freighter to the Dagobah system and leave your f***ing droid at home. Paid for by the Dagobah Tourism Bureau.
Is that yours?
No, for the 100th time, that's that same stupid black bag. Mine doesn't have a stripe. It's like that stripy bag is mocking me. F*** you, stripy bag. Well, my suitcase is gone. Sacrifice to the airport guards. Now I'm here for two f***ing weeks with one f***ing robe. All right, now it's sticking to me like a wet Kleenex.